You have a cap rod up there and right here, because up there the geomorph changed a lot.
That's Ali Ray, a grad student at CSU who studies watersheds. She's here at the Four Mile State Wildlife Area between Denver and Colorado Springs. It's on the east side of the site of the Hayman Fire. That was the largest wildfire in the state's history, and it burned through more than 138,000 acres in 2012. The charred trees further up the hill are a reminder of the damage done to the landscape, but Ray and the other researchers are checking for other lingering impacts not so visible to the naked eye.
It's kind of hard to explain. Basically, in this black tube, there are two kind of cords, and they send signals back and forth to one another.
These sensors measure how much water is flowing through this creek, water that ultimately will end up in the faucet of a kitchen somewhere in Denver. Gauging the water quantity will help researchers get a better understanding of the water quality, says Chuck Rhodes, a research scientist with the U.S. Forest Service.
So if you're interested in the amount of nutrients that are getting into a reservoir or that are making it down to Denver, you've got to multiply it by the amount of flow. So it's sort of, you know, you can have milligrams per liter of nitrogen, but this gives us the liters part. So it tells us, you know, what's that load going to look like.
And the nutrient load is high, a direct result of the fire. Trees that would absorb nutrients from the soil are dead, and those nutrients are now going directly into the water.
It's more than 10 times higher than what it was before. In some cases, it's 100 times above the baseline. So it's quite elevated. And you know, having a stream of one part per million nitrate, nitrogen, is something you wouldn't expect from a pristine forest watershed.
These levels don't impact human health, says Rhodes, but they are indicative of a damaged ecosystem. And that is of concern to all water users.
We're not worried that we're going to be poisoning people downstream with these levels of nutrients. But we are concerned that it can have an effect on the aquatic life, that it might be altering what can live in these streams and changing sort of the pristine nature of this water.
Denver Water is paying attention to this type of research. They're heavily invested in fire mitigation in the 2.5 million acres of watershed area in Denver Water's collection system. The source water starts at the mountaintops with precipitation. It runs down through forests to streams to reservoirs onto treatment plants and then into our faucets. Christina Burry is Denver Water's watershed scientist. She says a watershed is vital infrastructure, just like a water line or a pipe.
It all starts with the forests, and healthy forests equal healthy watersheds.
And when the watershed is damaged, it can impact the water supply.
For instance, after the Buffalo Creek and the Hayman wildfires, they were so high intensity that they sterilized the soil, they caused erosion issues. And so because of the exposed soil and also the sterilized soil, it runs off into our streams, to our reservoirs. And we had approximately 1 million cubic yards of sediment drain into Strontia Springs Reservoir after the Buffalo Creek and the Hayman wildfires.
Burry says Denver Water is working with others in the watershed in their fire mitigation efforts.
A term that we like to use is an all hands, all lands approach, because the fire doesn't stop at property boundaries. And because these fires, we're predicting them to be even more intense, more expansive, and a lot more damaging to all the different interests of all the stakeholders in the watershed, we have to have this all hands, all lands approach where we partner together to try to be proactive in preventing another really high intensity fire.
Denver Water is partnering with the U.S. Forest Service, the Colorado State Forest Service, and the Natural Resources Conservation Service in its Forests to Faucets campaign. So far, 48,000 acres have been treated with forest thinning, clearing and creating fuel breaks, as well as restoration projects.
Yeah, I mean, if you put a lysimeter in here, it's going to be down.
Back at the Hayman fire site, Rhodes and Ray are scouting for other possible locations for additional sensors.
Is that a problem?
There is surprisingly little data available on the long-term impacts of fire on watersheds. Rhodes and his fellow researchers here at the Hayman site are hoping to change that with what they find here.
We're really kind of in an area of new science, because there have been few long-term data sets that have exposed this kind of information, and we're just trying to get at it.
With an almost year-round fire season and an increase in bigger and more intense wildfires in the American West, it's likely there will be more opportunities to study other fire-damaged watersheds and build on this body of knowledge. For Connecting the Drops and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Maeve Conran.
Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations and Water Education Colorado. Find out more at yourwatercolorado.org. Support is provided by CoBank, which provides financing solutions to rural water systems. Learn more at cobank.com.